Now he knew the number I was thinking of, the color.
Because he set it up as a choice. Choose a color, choose a number. We can't read your mind or hear your thoughts. When you make a decision, your mind weighs options. We can perceive that. We know when you're going to go off the plan or not, because if we're close enough, we can sense when it's going to happen. We're just here to keep you on plan. That's all we're authorized to do.
Are you allowed to be telling me this stuff? I mean, are they following me now?
We have to monitor the entire world. We don't have the manpower to follow everyone at the time. And there's something about water. It blocks our ability to read your decision tree.
Are you an angel?
We've been called that. We're more like case officers who live a lot longer than humans.
Why are you helping me?
I know the amount of resources they've used, keeping you from her is pretty damn important to them. You're going to look for her, aren't you? You won't find her. They'll make sure of it. Even if they weren't trying to stop you, there are 9 million people in this city. You'll never find her. Move on with your life.
M6 to work every day for 3 years, hoping that I'd bump into you. Listen, is there a place we could go and talk?
Don't you have to get to work or something?
I just got sick.
I haven't seen you in 3 years. You make me sick. That's not an ideal couple.
I'm just saying no.
What are you looking for?
No, I just felt like someone was watching us.
Charlie, I'm gonna have to skip breakfast, and I probably have to postpone the speech too. I just bumped into Elise.
You just hung up on your friend.
Yeah, but we've known each other since we were kids.
What
we have a shorthand. Doesn't matter. You want to take a walk?
No.
We have a lot to catch up on.
I don't think you should cancel your speech. What if I don't like you at the end of our walk?
I'll take my chances.
Well, seriously, my number hasn't changed. Just call me like you didn't last time.
Look, if you take a walk with me, I'll explain why.
It's been years. How do you know I don't have a nice boyfriend?
Do you have a nice boyfriend?
Would it matter if I did?
Yeah.
Oh, so you don't have any real conviction then?
Okay, it wouldn't matter at all.
So you don't mind being a homewrecker?
Congressman! How you doing, man? I'm from Red Hook. You're the best.
Thank you. Good to see you. Okay, if you were married, then it would matter.
But now you're just saying what you think I want to hear. I'm single. Now let's hear your bullshit excuse for not calling me.
I didn't have your number.
I gave it to you on the bus. No. Handed it to you.
I was mugged. It was taken from me.
No, come on.
My wallet was taken, they took it.
Come on.
Look, why else would I fawn all over you on a bus 3 years ago and then never call you?
Because, I don't know, you have a girlfriend, you felt terrible.
Okay, listen, I swear to you that I did not have your number.
All right.
Okay, listen, no. On my parents' graves.
That's heavy.
That's too heavy, I know, but it's true. I didn't have your number. And I didn't even have a last name to go with. You know, if you Google just Elise, you get 750.
How do you find
her? Chance. Just spotted her on the street.
We never should have let him meet her in the first place.
We followed protocol to the letter.
Guy rides the same bus every day for 3 years. Who does that?
3 years later, I'm still cleaning up your mess. Let's cut the power in the studio.
That is pervert. I'm a contemporary ballet company.
No, I think you have the wrong idea about it.
No, I think that was the first thing that crossed your mind.
Actually, you should invite me to one of your performances.
The company is called Cedar Lake, and there is actually a show tomorrow night. You want?
Is that an invitation?
No, it's information.
They're recovering the girl's artistic director, and they're still working on Charlie Dreher.
This whole thing will be over in an hour.
Her decision tree's diverging from her model's.
Yes.
36 hours without contact, she'll never speak to him again. Look at her file. It's the last thing in the world she'll put up with.
Well, something's wrong. I'm already seeing inflection points.
Okay. Yeah.
We're in motion on changing the location of the rehearsal. A kiss.
Kiss? That's all it takes?
A real kiss. That happens every possible adjustment strong enough to break them up and cause ripples over your limit.
I think that everything you go through in life should come out in the way that you dance.
I haven't found that to be the case with my dancing.
That's a
shame. David!
Hey, Tinnerot.
Hi.
Good to see you. Good to meet you.
There's a crowd of people waiting for you to speak to
you. You can't skip this for me.
I know. I told you I'm not going to let you out of my sight.
David, what the hell?
Do you want to come? Do you want to watch?
Yeah, no. I mean, I can't. I have to go and rehearse. Actually, I just said that they're moving my rehearsal to Pier 17 right next to the room.
You know what? Why don't we just postpone it and do the speech another time?
David, come on.
David, she's rehearsing so close. It'll take you 3 minutes to get to that speech.
All right, well...
Just come on and run.
Have Charlie's aide call him now.
Okay. Are you sure you don't want to ride?
No, I have to go home and change. It's quite, you're so late. My friend's about to cry.
Yeah, well, I'm riding on him right now. Yeah, I know.
Shifting her rehearsal to Pier 17 was a genius move.
Yeah, we're not out of the woods yet.
David.
Okay.
Sorry, the TV crew's there. We gotta go, man.
We're okay.
Look, whatever happens, I'm not gonna let anything come between us again.
Okay.
Well, I have to say, it's good to be back in Brooklyn. A lot of speculation as to whether or not
it's done.
I would run for a Senate seat here in the state of New York. I came here today to put an end to that speculation and to tell you unequivocally, I will seek the Senate seat for the great state of New York.
Get out of the bankers group after the Daily Show tomorrow.
Are you listening to me? David. You cannot get a break in this case.
I gotta get to Pier 17.
Hey, do the interview and you can do whatever the hell you want with the rest of your day.
Just handle the interviews for me. I'll talk to those guys tomorrow.
This has gotta go on the
night. Listen, I gotta see at least right now.
David, every time we get close, you do something to mess us up.
This is different.
Women out there, thought we established this one was off limits. But it's been a while, Mr. Forgotten. He put us together three times. That wasn't us, that was just chance.
Why do you want to keep us apart?
Because the plan says so.
Well, then you misread the plan.
Oh, there's no misreading the plan when it comes to you and Elise.
The plan's wrong.
You know who wrote it?
I don't care.
Well, you should. You should really show a little respect.
I'm not supposed to be with her. How can I feel like this?
It doesn't matter how you feel. What matters is what's in black and white.
But you don't know why I'm not supposed to be with her, do you? That's why you can't tell me. You don't know.
Who is this guy?
Uh-oh.
Excuse me? Everyone, sorry to disturb you with lunch. It's an emergency. Has anyone here ever seen a performance at the Cedar Lake Ballet? The Cedar Lake Ballet Company?
Yeah. Okay,
where is it?
Hey, taxi! Hey!
Maybe you should try the subway. Don't all these taxis you're diverting have plans too? Huh? How long are you gonna keep that up? 20 minutes? An hour? Wow, the ripples must just be endless. I don't care what you put in my way, I'm not giving up.
Hey!
Okay, you got hit by, Okay, are you okay? Okay, don't move. Okay, you all right? Hello, I just witnessed an accident on the corner of Water and Dover Street.
Unfortunately, you're the only witness, Congressman.
Okay, but we did this three times already.
I just need a few more details.
Oh, I see. You're not even a cop, are
Sir?
You? You're one of them.
Come on,
then. Okay, you know, someone could have been killed.
Sir? If you just calm down.
Hey, Sergeant. Excuse me. I know you need a statement from me, but do I need to stay here or can I do it over the phone?
No, sir. We know how to get in touch with you.
Okay. Now, is this man under your command? Never mind. Thank you.
Hey! You want to make a quick $100? You're going to have to break a couple traffic laws. All right, 26 and 10th, it's a ballet company called Cedar Lake.
This is going to keep happening. Just go through.
Traffic jam on Broadway.
What do you mean by this?
It's getting out of range.
I don't know what to do. It's reaching your limit.
Oh, shit. Next one. I hate downtown.